Great. So we're going to talk about essential oils, and I'm going to be first premise all of this on what I already suggested to you. I am a stark novice in this area. All I can teach you today is just about Manitech stepping into this. I'm going to give you the background and the information I have. I have spent a lot of time in the last couple of weeks, you know, learning more about this, talking to a lot of my friends, people that are in essential oils, and because essential oils as a category has been around as long as aloe vera, okay? So, yeah, but essential oils as network marketing, of course, you people are all familiar with Young Living, doTERRA. I mean, I could go on and on. And then there's another 100 essential oil companies that aren't, you know, in direct sales. So you could go on the internet and you could find at least, I guarantee you, at least probably 100 different places to buy essential oils. And so everybody, every Tom, Dick, and Harry is in the industry. They're out there everywhere. It's just a matter of, okay, if you've, and many of you have been using them for years and years, and I give you tons of credit. I'm sure Evangeline is, can't wait to make toothpaste. She's probably been around essential oils for a long time. But the idea is that, you know, I'm going to give you my best training about Manitech's entrance into this field and then give you a lot of helpful hints and ideas about what you might create over the next 2.5 months for your business. Okay? That's what the purpose of our call is today. So first of all, let's just step into this and talk about what is essential oil. I mean, what are essential oils? And essential oils are just concentrated forms of oils that are found naturally in leaves and bark and flowers and stems and seeds and all plant source, right? They're all coming from plant sources. And when they're extracted, they maintain their characteristic fragrance, like taking it out of flowers and things like that, or the essence of that plant. And these oils can be very, very strong, because when you take an oil from something, it's a very high level of concentration. So, and as I said earlier, the essential oils have been used for thousands of years by cultures all over the world for their aromatic benefits, their fragrances, as well as various other properties and benefits. Notice Mary Jo's language. I didn't use the word healing, did I? No. I used the concept of their various properties and benefits. You can talk about that generic. I'm giving you language you can use as well. So, and in fact, if you look at Bible references, I think somebody came out and said there's 600 different references to essential oils or aromatic plants from which they were extracted in the Bible. So there's a huge, strong base for essential oils. Then you look at what are the, you know, functions of essential oils. And if you, they're basic three functions that people talk about when they deal with essential oils. Number one is refresh your mind with aromatherapy, because you're breathing that in and it's helping you with your mind. And there's ones that help energize, there are ones that help calm you. There's ones that help you, you know, at nighttime if you want to get just relaxed, relaxation. Notice the language again, people. I didn't say help you with insomnia, because that's illegal. I talked about help relaxation before you go to bed at night, right? Okay, so help refresh your mind with aromatherapy, number one. Number two, there are essential oils that soothe your skin. They act as calming and moisturizing through skin, right? And then there's ones that invigorate your body. So all of these things are functions of essential oils. And the essential oils for Manitech are designed to do what? To complement our already highly honored, respected, scientifically based Manitech supplements that we already take. In fact, I'll share with you some of a person in my church who found out about Manitech stepping into essential oils. They said, you know what, Mary Jo, I'm already doing XYZ. And she says, and I saw how this company are stepping into essential oils. She says, I would never, ever buy essential oils from them. But because of the reputation of Manitech, absolutely. You guys are known to produce only top quality, so I have no doubt I'm going to fall in love with your essential oils. Isn't that a fun thing? I mean, it just was just so honoring to me that knowing our reputation, this is not a Manitech associate, but knowing the reputation that we have out there is kind of cool to hear that from people. Okay, so let's jump in and let's talk about the four oils that we have. We have picked, Manitech has chosen four oils. They're really five. One's a carrier oil, but I'm going to talk about that separately and distinctly because you typically don't use that by itself. That's why it's a carrier oil. The four core oils that Manitech chose are lavender, lemon, peppermint, and eucalyptus. Why those choices? Well, I didn't know. Again, coming from somebody who didn't know anything about essential oils, in all of my research that I've done over the last few weeks, number one, the top-selling oil in almost every one of the companies out there is lavender. So it's, you know, Manitech didn't take the most obscure oils because when you look at some of these oil companies, they might have 150 different selections. You know, Manitech has four. What does that tell you about our intentionality around being an essential oil company? We're not. We're not, okay? So we have four, okay? And it's and our four are a promotional product, right? But the four that we have are lavender, lemon, peppermint, and eucalyptus, and they are the four of the most absolutely most popular oils used in essential oils. Some people who only use a little of them and use them over the last 10 years that, you know, and friends of mine and churches and people that comment, she goes, Mary Jo, if I were going to choose four, those would be exactly the ones I would pick because she says, those are the ones I use all the time. You know, I might pick another one up here and there to use for a specific, but those are the ones that I always have in my house. Isn't that intriguing? So Manitech did a great job in terms of research and selecting the ones that are most widely used. So let's talk about purposes of each and every one of them from a legal perspective, okay? Legal perspective, all right? Because we're going to get into the legality, understanding the don'ts under three in our outline. From a legal perspective, what do we talk about lavender? Lavender is calming and versatile. It can help condition skin. You can use it as a body fragrance. It can be massaged on temples, scalp, and your forehead. And you can use it in the diffuser for a luxurious, light, and aromatic experience. Okay, and the fun thing that we laughed about at Manitech is on Tuesday Night Live when we announced this breakout of this promotional product grouping, it was funny because Tammy, our youth, you know, skin director, the director of sales of youth, she was in charge of this breakout and all these kind of things, and she was so funny. She had lavender in all of the diffusers scattered throughout the building, and they had this beautiful display table on Tuesday Night Live, which they carried out again on Saturday. She goes, if there was one mistake I made, I put lavender in there. And she said, people seem to be really calm. Instead, she goes, next time I'm going to use peppermint. Okay, and you'll find out why she would use peppermint. So you want to be careful that if you're using these in aromatherapy type concepts, that you're not using it like at the beginning of an opportunity meeting for Manitech. You're going to have a very relaxed audience. Right? Okay, so let's jump in and talk about peppermint second. Since I just brought that up. Peppermint, of course, is very fresh, minty, warm, hot. It diffuses for an exhilarating aroma. So it helps what? You could talk about energy, right? It's something, so you, if you wanted to pick up energy, so what am I going to use at my Manitech opportunity meetings? Perhaps I'm going to use peppermint, right? And so that's a great thing. They suggest dilution with a carrier oil if you plan on applying it to the skin. It's very true because this is a very, very, what does it mean? You know, it just means it's very concentrated oil. It can be harsh on the skin. It could actually burn the skin. You could have a burning, heating sensation, and you don't want people to feel that, so you want to recommend dilution. And you don't have to recommend it yourself. You don't have to understand all of this because it's all of this is in the brochure Manitech has put out in addition to being on the bottles. There's information on every bottle on how to use it. I'm just giving you ideas for purpose of introducing all of you to these today. It can be applied to the abdomen. It can also be, after diluted, being massaged on your temples and your forehead and the bridge of your nose. And the other aspect of peppermint that you can talk about all you want is it's approved for use in natural insect repellents. So people use this widely for that purpose. So if you were planning on putting together some Christmas gifts maybe and you wanted to do a natural organic insect spray, where would you go? lavender? No, you're going to use peppermint, right? Absolutely. So you can see that, you can see the fun uses of all these products, which we'll jump into as well. All right, the next one I want to talk about is lemon. And lemon is known for its natural cleansing and purifying properties. It can definitely help condition skin. So again, a skin surface use. It can be used as a body fragrance as well. I know one thing I plan on using with it as soon as they arrive is I'm going to be using it for like dishwasher and laundry for added freshness. The other one that you can use in the laundry as well is eucalyptus, but we'll get into that in a second. With a purifying concept, but this is for aromatic, okay? It can be diffused. You can put it in your diffuser for a really fresh, clean scent. So when I have my church group over, we're going through Culture Shock, a book right now, and we have church meetings at our house every Monday night. I don't have oil, so I can't use it tonight, but I will use it next Monday night after they arrive because they're shipping Wednesday. I plan on diffusing lemon in my house so I can have great lemon smell in my house. So that's lemon. And then the next one is eucalyptus, and this has a really fresh, penetrating, woody fragrance. You can diffuse it for cool, reviving aroma and add a few drops to your humidifier as well. This is another one that you absolutely would dilute with carrier oil. Rub a couple drops in your palms and smell into it as a clarifying. Mental clarity, superb, right? Stimulating, clarifying experience. So how many times during the day, I know as we get older we have a little more of these experiences perhaps, but how many times during the day do you feel like your brain is a little sluggish? This would be a time for a eucalyptus experience, right? You can also massage it onto the bottom of your feet and onto your chest with penetrating impact. And again, we're very careful with our representations about what this product does. You also can add it to your laundry. Again, whenever you're not talking about health issues, you can talk freely about it. So laundry for purifying and freshness, you can definitely do that, and that's my goal with my eucalyptus as well. And again, we talked about why we dilute it, right? Important for us to understand that the concept, too, is sometimes we dilute it. There can be a number of reasons. First of all, they're very strong. So some of them are way too strong for the skin, and it will cause a burning sensation or a heat sensation. So you want to definitely dilute it with a carrier oil before you apply it. They also evaporate rapidly. So another thing is intriguing that if you use a carrier oil, you're going to extend the time in which the aroma is occurring. And they're just, the carrier oil that Manitech has chosen is sweet almond oil, which you can do research on that and find out about it, but it's a great carrier oil. I will tell you, this is not confidential, but if, in fact, Manitech chooses to carry on this program after the promotional period, because understand this is just a promotional product. This isn't, we'll talk about that too. I mean, if you go out and you start trying to grow your business, getting people to do that, you're going to be in trouble because we don't know that it's going to be available in January, February, March, right? So, I mean, I'm going to be introducing it to people, but as a promotional product, holiday type thing. But the intriguing thing, Manitech does plan on tying this into glyconutrients. I'm not going to talk about how that's going to be done, but they plan on tying this into our glycobiology base core technology if the decision is that we're going forward with it. So just know that that's their intent, and that will also distinguish us from everybody else as well. So all of these things are terrific. So there's just a basic, the carrier oil, the sweet almond is something that has kind of a nutty aroma, but it's absorbed quickly. It'll leave a slight hint of oil on the skin, and it's great as a moisturizer as well. So there's just kind of some real basic preliminary understandings of the carrier oils, the oils that we have, the four we have, what an essential oil basically is, and then the concept of diffuser. Manitech has a great little diffuser. It's Oh, and let me talk about dilution too. Again, guidelines, I told you to look it up. There's research on it. Manatech has a lot of information on it on the website, the frequently asked questions. We'll talk about that document. So you can learn. You don't have to worry about trying to figure out all those things because Manatech has that all, you know, outlined for you, so you'll know exactly what to do with it. The diffuser that Manatech has come up with is I mean, it's actually, you know, when I first saw the picture of it, I thought, golly, that's kind of, I mean, I didn't think it was very attractive, right? I just kind of looked at it. It was like, it looked like a frosted glass to me, like a frosted glass. I mean, it's not ugly. It's just kind of plain Jane type thing. But when you hook it up and plug it in, it has a, it changes its lighting. I mean, it rotates lighting. It's kind of a cool look. It's almost like a strobe light, but not, strobe lights change light, the colors fast. This is very muted, very soft, and changes from blue to green to white to red to yellow to, I can't remember all the different, a lavender color, purplish color, but it's really kind of cool. It's really neat. So it has a light adjustment, a mist adjustment, and a timer on it. So it's perfect for home, office. You could actually use it in the car. Don't they have a USB on it, Lydia, right? A USB, so you could use this in your car. You could actually use a diffuser in your car. And it's they use a high-frequency vibration to create the ultra-fine mist that comes out. No heat or chemicals are used, so we're maintaining the integrity of the naturally derived essential oils. And again, it's one of the number one best ways to enjoy the fragrance and experience of the essential oils. And you only need, use of it is only like 3 to 5 drops of the oil. So one important thing to recognize, and you'll get all these instructions when you purchase it, filled to the water line only and only use cold water. And you want to clean in between your fragrance changes, otherwise you're going to get blended fragrances, right? So it's just it's a cool device. I can't wait to get it. I mean, I just like Evangeline. When are they shipping? That's how I am about this. So it's going to be exciting to have that fragrance in the house and in different rooms, and I'm going to enjoy that immensely. So that's our ultrasonic diffuser. And, of course, the offer of getting that for free is now gone. I believe the pricing is going to be like $29.99 or $30 for the diffuser. And the oils are basically that kit of oils, the 5 oils together, the 4 essential oils, and then the carrier oil are going to be priced at $74.99 is going to be their permanent pricing. Okay, so that's the permanent pricing for the oils. I don't have, as of yet, the individual oil pricing because it hasn't been published, but you're talking about $15 or something in that neighborhood per each one of the 4 core oils, lavender, lemon, peppermint, and eucalyptus. So, and some of them are a little bit higher than others. I think the lemon is least expensive, but I'm not sure. I haven't seen it, but I've seen other companies, so I'm kind of going off of what I've seen on pricing by other companies. Again, talking about the availability, this is a promotional product through the end of the year. So Manatech right now is not adding this to our product line, and I just put an asterisk by that for everybody on this call. So that if you go out there and you start marketing to people, brand new people, and you kick them off with essential oils, you know, it's great business, and I'm not telling you not to do that. I'm just saying really highlight to yourself, hey, you know, if January comes and Manatech, you know, sales don't show up like they expected them to or that they want them to justify them carrying this long term, then they will disappear on us. But no big deal. An interesting thing about essential oils is this, which is why a lot of these companies like Young Living has gone into Zanchi juice or something, a red juice, because they realize people don't buy essential oils every month. They buy them when they run out. And I know what happens. I mean, I talk to some of my friends that are doing essential oils that are just consumers, and they go, yeah, it's kind of an irritant. They like their upline, but every single month they get this hammered by their upline. Are you ready to order again? Are you ready to order again? And, you know, that gets monotonous month after month after month. It's nice that people care, but you recognize why they're doing that, because they're in network marketing and they're trying to get as much volume every single business period that they can. So it's in Manatech, we don't really do. We get people get on automatic order with essential oils. People don't do that. every month they look at what they used up and they order the ones they need and then the other ones they carry. So there isn't such a thing really as automatic order around essential oils. There could be if you ran a, you know, if you're diffusing them in a, you know, a place of a business, a place of establishment, or if you're into aromatherapy or anything like that, then you could obviously have an automatic order. But the average household is not going to be on automatic order for essential oils. So they've added nutritional products to try to compensate for that people consume on a monthly basis. Well, thank the Lord, we have nutritional products that people consume every day, so they're on automatic order. And so our essential oils are just going to tier another layer of GPV in our organizations. So anyway, but just to highlight that, know that this is a promotional period item only, but going out and marketing it, no big deal. I mean, you could still market it with people. I don't plan on leading with essential oils. That's not my game. It's just another added tie-in to our historical value of, you know, what have people been using for hundreds of years in the healing arena, right? In the health and wellness arena, essential oils has been something around as long as aloe vera. So it makes some sense that Manitech is looking at essential oils in this way. What distinguishes our essential oils from everybody else's? Well, a lot of them are terrific. I just wanted to go through some of the concepts that are behind essential oils. Some of the things that you need to be aware of because these are the kind of questions people are going to ask you. These are the kind of questions I'm getting already. And mind you, I've been out there for 2 weeks already playing with this concept, so I know this is what people ask. A lot of the reasons they ask this is because these are the kind of issues that are highly promoted by the essential oil companies about why their products are so good or how they distinguish from other ones. Number one, organic. You want to make sure organic. Everybody's in the word now. I told you before, people buy organic shoe polish. Well, organic is still a hot topic. It also is hot around essential oils. Our Manitech product, essential oils, 100% organic? Yes. All certified organic, okay? So you know that about us. Therapeutic or certified therapeutic grade, this is a concept that you need to understand is not industry recognized certifications. It is therapeutic grade and certified therapeutic grade are actually defined by the very companies who invented the term. So when people ask you, you can say, well, you know, we are therapy. If you're looking at FCC and those kind of things and USP and all that stuff, we are recognized by some of those standards, but the concept of therapeutic grade is really what is developed by other people. There's no governing body that certifies production and quality of essential oils, nor a standard system for grading them. Follow me? So just know that you know that that's, you know, could we use therapeutic grade? Well, we're not playing that game because it is a game. Are our products therapeutic? Absolutely. But are they therapeutic grade? We would never put out. Our products are of the highest quality, okay? So we talk about what we can guarantee that truly has independent standards associated with it. So we guarantee a purity. Manitech has 100% guarantee on the purity of the quality of our essential oils. Our essential oils are put through a number of quality tests. I listed those in the outline. GCMS is a gas chromatography mass spectrometer testing. Yes, ours are top grade. They're tested through that. Heavy metal tested. Organoleptic testing. What's that? Color, odor, and appearance. Elliptical rotation and refractive index testing. I don't even think I put that one on that. They have a specific gravity testing. And our products are also food grade. Although, you know, you can say our products are generally recognized as safe for use in foods and for the Flavor and Extract Manufacturers Association. We're approved by both of those. We carry both. We don't carry the designation, but our products qualify. We're not recommending them for ingestion. Okay, so just know that. Not intended use. We're not intended use for ingestion. The only other question that's come up from people that I haven't been able to respond to, and by the way, all these issues that I just ran through, FAQs. Look at Manitech's FAQs. Some people asked about shelf life stability, 1 year from purchase. Okay? But these are all things you can find on the FAQs. And Lydia, I think, gave you all the links to all of that at the end of the two-page outline. So you'll have all that information. The other thing that people ask is location of fields. Where are they growing these things? These are not Manatech fields. Just like we don't own our aloe vera fields in Costa Rica. We buy from a company that owns that. We go. We have quality control people on site. We go visit the place. We know exactly what's going on it, but we don't own the production fields. Okay, we don't either for our essential oils. So, but somebody asked about location of fields, and I'm getting that information. But the important thing is knowing that we have 100% guarantee on purity. We have all these other tests, and we're 100% organic. Those are significant statements that you'll be using. Why essential oils? We already talked a little bit about aromatherapy, the health industry, how long it's been around. 600 passages in the Bible refer to essential oils, either in their use or the plants they come from. So, you know, there's tremendous history around aromatherapy, around use of essential oils. I think it adds tremendously to our aloe vera story. I mean, they're just consistent. You know, our whole glyconutrient technology story is based on aloe vera. I mean, we use other plants as well. Mannose is just one of the saccharides we talk about in our ambertose. But, you know, we're about historical, natural, you know, health and wellness products. So essential oils fits well with that. But does this take away from our glyconutrient story? Never. We are, as I tell people, we own the science of nutritional glycobiology, right? We own nutritional glycobiology. And, you know, I put that in my slides, and legal reviewed my slides and approved that in my slides. So ownership of nutritional glycobiology is language. Use it, use it, use it, right? That's who we are. That's our identity. Of course, we have massive other great products in our product line. One of my people in my organization said to me, Mary Jo, why is it we're bringing in essential oils? It's and they were a little, you know, and I had the same response when I was first asked to come into the meeting 4 weeks ago when they first were, you know, planning for their, you know, their offering this. And I was in that first meeting, and when they called me in, and there were a group of us in that meeting, and they announced what they were doing, I was like, ooh, like, that was my response. Well, first of all, I knew that all the essential oil companies had gotten letters from the FDA because they were committing, you know, incredible illegal activity in making all their claims about heal, cure, mitigate. So they got nailed. All of them did. They got letters from the FDA. And I actually gave you a link so you can go read the letter that Young Living got a year ago. Just 1 year ago, they all got, and they've been going through tremendous turmoil and figuring out how to deal with that. They had to take all their books off the, you know, shelves, all the things that they gave young distributors that were books on how to treat, heal, cure, mitigate diseases with essential oils. All that is had to be washed down the toilet. I mean, thrown out, everything. So So I was like, why are we doing it? And you're going to hear that feedback probably from associates in your own organization. Maybe some of you had that same response. But as I learned more and more about essential oils, I thought this is a perfect fit for who we are. I mean, we are about historical healing. We're about historical wellness products. We're here about wellness approaches from a natural perspective, plant-based. I mean, you couldn't be more plant-based, right? We're all plant-based, and now we're talking about plant-based oils, which is perfect. So there is a alignment there. Don't worry about, you know, somebody said, Mary Jo, but there's people only have X dollars to spend. I don't want them using money to spend on oils that they need to be spending on ambertose. And I go, hey, I get it. But how many people have you approached with ambertose or the 169 pack and they never got started with you because they couldn't afford it? I think that these oils are going to give you an entry level with people that perhaps they just start with a couple of the oils and a diffuser. And let's start you with some concepts around wellness in your life, aromatherapy, wellness in your life around, and just get that kicked off and start building a relationship with people in that way. And then that leads to them finally, you know, maybe getting on ambertose or, you know, bit by bit growing into their, and just start introducing them to wellness. Because, you know, a lot of people just put a hand up to anything that has to do with wellness. They still think, as naive as they are, that they can get everything they need from their foods. And I said, God help those people, right? Not in where the way our foods are today. Okay, understanding the don'ts about FDA, and I put the FDA information in the outline, so I'm not going to read through all of that. So some people say, well, Mary Jo, how can these be under that? Because ours, they're not consumable. They're not foods, and the FDA only regulates foods. And I go, oh, no. Understand the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act defines a drug as any article intended for use in the diagnosis, cure, mitigation, treatment, or prevention of disease. So it's not about them having to have to be supplements in order to be regulated by the FDA. In fact, when you read the letter, if you choose to do that, that was written to Mr. Gary Young, who's the CEO of Young Living. He talk all about, you know, that this in fact isn't a food, although there are some of the oils that they were representing to be ingested, and then of course it becomes a quote-unquote food substance if it's ingested. But the idea is anything that, you know, it says FDA has reviewed their 2012-13 product guide found on Young Living's website, and they listed numerous of them, including the eucalyptus, the peppermint, these kind of things that were recommended for conditions that caused them to be drugs under Section 201 G1B of the Food and Drug and Cosmetic Act because they're intended for use in the diagnosis, cure, mitigation, treatment, or prevention of disease. So any just by mentioning them in treatment, immediately they are what? They cause them to be drugs, and the minute you cause them to be drugs, what's the problem? You haven't gotten them approved. They have to go through drug approval so they can close you down and shut you down, just like Manitech was under those threats because of the representations we were so widely making in our early years in Manitech. So the important thing is that we want to avoid that problem. What I smiled about is I said, wow, most of our Manitech associates, we've already been through that in 2007, right? We all went through that turmoil with the FDA, and we all, you know, got the this is like flashbacks of what we went through. So we're smart. We understand what we can and cannot say. Be careful with oils because a lot of you are going to be tempted to step out there again because it's something new. And so the limitations are virtually identical to what we have with our Manitech products. We can't talk about treatment, no mention of disease condition, and there's plenty of that out there. No defense. You can't use non-compliant information found on the Internet. And I'm just going to highlight to you guys just a few things that are on the Internet so you understand it. I went looking. Somebody asked me personally about a lung disorder, and I said, I'm not going there. But I typed in essential oils and lung disorders, and I found a whole article on how to use essential oils for best possible results in lung healing. The minute you see the word healing, people, you know it's totally illegal, non-compliant. Now, do you have access to this information? Absolutely. It's everywhere on the Internet. There's a blog out there that's called Manage Dementia Side Effects with These 7 Essential Oils. I mean, come on, really? There's another one that is it's a whole little booklet, and the title of the booklet by John P. Thomas is Using Essential Oils to Cure Disease. You get this? This is all over the Internet. How about Olivia's Essential Oils Guide for Dummies? I thought, wow, that looks pretty, you know, safe. So I went to look at her little guide to essential oils thinking I'm going to learn more about essential oils, and it gave a bunch of history and what these different ones, fragrant oils were and everything. And as I started getting into the different oils, I thought, well, I'm just going to look up the ones that we carry. So I looked at peppermint. Then immediately in the third sentence it said, peppermint is often used in the treatment. The minute it said treatment, I was like, whoops, right? Lavender. Lavender is effective in treating the following disease conditions. Lemon is another one, and you know, talking about easing certain things. And I mean, every one of the ones we have had representations, heal, cure, mitigate representations regarding them, all illegal for us to use. So I'm just highlighting this for you guys from one perspective. Don't ruin your business. Because if Manitech catches you in that kind of reps and warranties and making those statements to people, it's grounds for termination. And they're so sensitive to that topic, as you well know, because of what we've been through in our past, that they're not going to light up on that issue. So be very careful. You know, you can go and understand them that way, but you better find different ways to talk about them. And that's why some people say it's great for you to mix it with carrier oil and put it on your chest or use it on your forehead and on your temples. I mean, you can listen to that language, and that's perfectly legitimate. And in the back of your mind, you know that it's helping with certain things that you can't say, okay? But make sure you're not saying them. Make sure you're not saying them. We don't represent heal, cure, mitigate. The other thing that you're going to find out there is if you go to health food stores, you're going to find little booklets. And I just bought one the other day at a health food store just to use an example on Saturday. It's called Aromatherapy, Essential Oils for Healing. Again, there's that word, healing. We don't heal, cure, mitigate. Got it? It's not what we do. All right? And you could even go to I went to WebMD. You could go to WebMD, and they talk about aromatherapy and what's their language they use for treating diseases. That's right on WebMD. So just on the medical professionals' websites, they talk about using oils for treating diseases. We can't say that. That's not what we do. So I don't care. You can't use that. That will not protect you. There's no defense to saying WebMD says this or found this on an independent site or I found a doTERRA representative saying this or I bought this booklet. None of that will support you. You are on notice. We don't heal, cure, mitigate. We're under the same restrictions that we have over our other nutritional supplements. And it doesn't matter that these are non-consumable. Anything that makes that representation immediately becomes a drug, immediately becomes in violation of the FDA, and immediately can cause the company to be shut down. So, all right, everybody clear on that? Any questions on that? You can, we're getting close to the end. So let me get through how to use to grow my business, because most of you are going, okay, Mary Jo, you got us all excited, then you slapped us down with the federal regulations, right? And now I'm going to build you back up again. How to use this to grow my business, all right? I think one of the best things to use, Manatech has a great little PDF on the essential oils, and you can take that and you can send it out. I sent a copy of that out, the PDF, and again, it's at the bottom of your second page of your outline today. Lydia's given you references for each and every one of those. And what that is, you want to just get a copy of that, and you can send it out to your whole organization with a nice little cover page to it, which I did. And let me tell you, people, it generated a tremendous amount of business. Because when they got that, guess what they wanted to do? Order. I put that out when? Wednesday morning, because Manatech extended the special deal for that whole day. So that just caused a lot of my people to jump on board and get the diffuser free with that $74.99 deal. So again, still a great deal. In fact, a lot of people in other essential oil companies have told me that they love the pricing we have. And they love to use them. A lot of these consumers out there are buying them from, you know, Young Living or doTERRA or these other companies because they love essential oils. If they found them less expensive and from a company that has a reputation as Manatech of highest quality, you know what? Make the shift. And that's another way that you can help build your business. I said that in B, in 4B I put in there. Many people already use essential oils, so implement a kind of make the shift program. And because if they're in Manatech, if you have a current existing associate base or consumer base, if they're already in Manatech buying the products, why not just tack on the essential oils to add more GPV, which would help them what? Make more income, get to higher leadership levels, all these kind of things. Now, understand this. The essential oils are special promotional buys, so they're not available for customer loyalty credits. You can't earn customer loyalty credits on them because they can't be part of an automatic order. They're one-time purchases. But you can use your customer loyalty credits to get them for free. So that's another way for you to, you know, tap into getting the essential oils. And sometimes somebody said something about there's no tax on them if you buy them in an associate account, but there's tax if you buy them in a member account. I didn't get that. Write that down on your sheet of paper for you guys each to investigate as well. But somebody gave me that. And again, there's so much information coming through. I don't want to give you misinformation, but I heard that from somebody who were, I know where it was, Saturday at Storefront. Storefront was charging people buying essential oils in a member account, they're charging taxes, whereas on the associate accounts, they're not. So that's intriguing to me, okay? I'll try to pursue that and find out why that happened from Saturday morning. But anyway, so you might use customer loyalty credits, especially if you're a member, if you're just a member out there and you're getting taxed the other way. I love customer loyalty credits. I use them for my youth skincare because then I don't have to pay any taxes on it. Because remember, youth is subject to taxes because it's not a nutritional supplement. It's a face cream. So that's typically how I buy my my face creams, is through customer loyalty credits to avoid taxes. Open up new purchases by doing trainings for those who have never used them. Tap into experienced essential oil users for trainings. You guys have a bunch of them, trust me, in your organization right now, friends that are very familiar with essential oils and very well trained. But again, be careful, because being trained well in essential oils could mean they are also very non-compliant. So you have to be very careful with that when you tap into other people's knowledge and have them do trainings for you. Train on how to share with others. Do I lead with essential oils? I just told you that. Why ours versus other people? We reviewed that when we talked about our quality and our purity, our guarantee on purity, our organic, you know, all those issues are why ours, right? Does the 100% money back guarantee apply? I think so. I don't have a validation on that, so that's why I put a question mark on it. I haven't gotten that validated. Monday morning came too fast after the offering of these, but I suspect it does. It's another great as a fallback if prospects can't afford the 169 pack. We talked about that idea. Holiday ideas, I think these are phenomenal gifts. In fact, that's why I bought, I think Lydia and I together bought about 10 of these packs, the $74 ones. Because I have people in my family, I hope they're not on the call this morning, that are going to be receiving these as Christmas presents. So I think they make awesome Christmas gifts, so that's a cool thing to do with your essential oils. And you could do that just with a set of the essential oils without the diffuser if you want to. I mean, because you don't need to diffuse. Diffusing isn't required, but diffusing is one of the main ways people have used essential oils from day one is aromatherapy. So it's a neat idea to have. But you could give gifts both for Thanksgiving and Christmas. My Thanksgiving is going to look like this. We're putting together a card that we're going to send just one little vial of the essential oils out to people that have meant a lot to me, people I just want to say, hey, thanks for being in my life. I'm not sure you're a user of essential oils, but they are awesome, and here's the one I'm gifting to you, and a little write-up on it on how they can start using it, and just letting them know, you know, Manitech's been in the, you know, the health and wellness industry for years based on aloe vera, and, you know, these essential oils have been used as long as aloe vera, and just, you know, that's going to be part of the card. So I'll make that available, you know, and show you guys what my language is when I get it done. But that's a great way to just touch people's lives for Thanksgiving. And if you're going to do the Thanksgiving routine with me, then, or you don't do it with me, but, you know, listen to me about that and take that on as something you'd like to do. We don't have a lot of time, people, because Thanksgiving, you know, it's already, what day is it today? The 20th, is it? No. 18th. We got that. No, 19th. Today's the 19th. The 19th of October, so we're getting really close to November. It's hard to believe, but they're coming upon us. Okay, so Christmas gifts, Thanksgiving gifts, all those kind of things, lots of uses. Use oils to make different types of products at Christmas. I gave you a DIY. I didn't even know what DIY was. I thought it was another company, and somebody, they laughed at me on Saturday. Oh, my gosh, when I was on stage, they got a lot of hoot and hollers about Mary Jo not doing. Do it yourself. I said, that just shows you I never go on Pinterest, right? DIY, do-it-yourself, essential oil recipes for gifts and holidays. There's a great piece out there. It has 15 different DIY. I just wrote up what some of those things are. You can do it yourself. Make things out of the oils for Christmas. So maybe you don't gift the oils away, but why not create some great Christmas presents out of the oils? Lavender linen spray, thieves spray, lustrous hair serum, all-purpose salve, luxurious exfoliation body scrub or facial scrub, muscle love bath salts, coffee cellulite scrub, balancing perfume blend, invigorating cologne, minty fresh shaving cream, I wonder which one they use for that. You think peppermint? Soothing shaving gel, sensual aftershave. Here's one for you guys. Hold your ears if you can't tolerate it. Mama's boob and belly rub. You like that? Okay, sleepy spray. I wonder which one they're using for sleepy spray. Calming, lavender, what do you think? Okay, so all of these, you know, they're kind of fun. I looked at the recipes for all of these on these the 15 DIY, and I'm sure there are other resources out there, massive, using oils to make different products. People talk just what Evangeline said, kicking off, she wants to make toothpaste using the oil. So that wasn't even part of this, right? But these are all ideas, and so you can use these oils, and in almost all these recipes, they had other ingredients. They may have even had some other oils to use. You can go to a local health food store and just pick up little vials of some of the other oils if you want to complement with the ones that we have if you want to make these exact recipes. The other thing that I just came up with, and I sent an email to my pastor's wife this morning, and I'll just read you that little email I sent out, and some of you can have this idea as well. Here it goes. It's to my pastor's wife, okay, and I said, Bren, I just had a brainstorm. Why not have a DIY, do-it-yourself, essential oil party at church on the first Saturday in December? I have 15 recipes for different holiday gift products that we can make from essential oils. I was thinking of gifts for the Presby Women's Shelter. I listed a bunch of the organizations we're working with, so as well as making them for your own family and friends. And definitely not promoting Manitech oils, because a lot of the church members are involved in doTERRA or Young Living and others, but what a great chance to understand we don't need to compete with each other. We can all work together and have a great fellowship and produce some incredibly fun Christmas presents. Make a difference in everyone's life. How do you like that? That was my email I sent out this morning at 9:30, half an hour before I got on this call, because my brain just keeps working on those things. What a blast to have a big Christmas party like that. So you might get the church to, you know, come in and, you know, purchase, you know, 50 vials of this stuff to help all the women do that, right? And look at the volume you add. Or you might just get a group of women to contribute to buy. You can get more volume in your organization. But what a fun thing to do. What a method of contribution that you can make around Christmas time using these oils as a base to even create other products versus just gifting the oils themselves. Just people, your creativity is your only limitation. So just get a, you know, get a group together and just have a big blast of a, you know, group meeting and talk about, hey, what can we do with these, and experiment with them. If you have more ideas, you know what, you guys, I would love to get them from you. So if you want to forward them to Lydia or myself, that would be awesome, because we'd love to put out even more ideas as we go forward. I think this is going to be a fun product line to work with over the next 2.5 months, because we are hitting that holiday season. So that's it. Again, the documents and landing pages at the bottom. Anyone have any final comments, questions? I know I went a little bit over. Are you excited?
Mary Jo, how is your company going to realize how many people will order if you send them out and they only order them every, like, 3 months or so?
Well, they'll get a flavor for how many people. They're going to look. Are you talking about whether they decide to continue it or not, Anita?
Yes.
Yeah, I think, well, Manitech's just going to look at the next 2.5 months, what kind of use we have, how many different associates actually participated in it.
Okay.
They're not going to look at automatic orders, because I don't think they have an expectation that people are going to necessarily get. First of all, you can't get on automatic order with it, because it's a one-time order only, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're just going to see what kind of percentage of the associate base really showed some interest in it.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay? It's just pure volume. Yeah. Yeah,
right.
We're not concerned about auto orders, because two reasons. Number one, you can't put it on auto order, and they're just really looking at total volume that's going to go through. That'll make a decision for them whether they continue. Okay, great. Good question. Anyone else? No? Okay, people, have fun with it. I'm loving it. I think it's a great concept, and like I said, perfect timing to come out with something like this during a time where we can really use this and have a blast with it, okay? All right, everyone, have a great week, and I'll talk to you guys next Monday. Bye, everybody.